What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big bunches that the birds can perch in its shade.
Jesus often used stories and pictures to talk about what it means to follow God. And so, because we want to follow Jesus, we're going to do the same today, use some pictures, and particularly these three things that I've got on the table here to think about what it means this morning, here in Harborne, in Birmingham, in 2020, to be following Jesus. And I was thinking yesterday about how much we share things. These two here are sharing pencils right now. But we often share, say, we've seen a great film, or we've read a good book, or, you know, on our phones, we've seen a really good goal be in school. We want to share it with our friends. We love to share good things with people around us. It's a very natural thing that we do. And the question today that I want to ask is, could sharing our faith be just as natural and just as just a normal thing to do as sharing when we've watched a good film or read a good book? And what might this story that Jesus tells, and I'm looking for a Bible in Matthew chapter 4, what might this story tell us and help us with as we try and do that in our daily lives? So there are three things I've got here on the table. Who can tell me what this is? A watermelon, yes. Now, I need somebody quite strong. Is anybody strong? Luke, come on. I've got a reason why I want to pick you too. Right, can you hold this? Do you think you could hold it up? There we go. Do you want to turn around and show everybody? Hold it up as high as you can. High. There we go, right. Now, I'm not going to leave you there the whole service. Don't worry, Mum and Dad, I can see you're worried. How is it? Is it heavy?
A little,
he says, a little. Okay, so you can hand that back to me now. Thank you. All right, I want to something else. Hang on, Luke. Pick up one of those and hold that up. Now, how's that? Is that heavy?
So light.
So light, yeah, so light. So this here, thank you. You can go sit down now. Thank you very much. Should we give him a round of applause? It is quite heavy. So this is a watermelon. And you know what that is?
A seed,
actually, secret, it's an apple seed. But it's about the same size, because we haven't opened it yet, as a watermelon seed. And something so tiny as that little seed that's there, that I have actually lost it on the floor. Hang on. There it is. Now, if I drop this on the floor, well, we wouldn't lose that, would we? It would be messy, but we wouldn't lose it. So,
and if you drop it down and then... it'll crash on the floor.
It would. Yeah, it would get a bit messy. So I'm trying hard not to drop it because it is actually a giant watermelon. I've actually seen bigger watermelons in it. It's not the biggest, is it? There we go. Elodie's agreeing. So when we think about that, put it back in the right place, that is the picture that Jesus is drawing for us in this story, isn't it? He's talking about a mustard seed. A mustard seed is kind of a really, really small seed. And yet from that seed will grow a mustard bush, and then a sort of shrub, which could be as high as this building, could be 6, 8, 12, even 20 feet tall from a tiny, tiny seed. And just as this watermelon will grow from a tiny seed, so Jesus says, that is how God loves to work. And exactly as Sahail was sharing with us earlier, we may be thinking, I'm small. I'm like this little tiny seed. That's the gift that I've got, or that's who I am. I don't feel that I'm significant at all. And yet in this story, Jesus is telling us, he's showing us that actually God loves to use the small things to produce the big things and the fruit. And so that's the first thing we can learn using, and maybe reminding us when we see that watermelon and think of the little seeds that are inside it. We can eat that later, by the way, if somebody can cut it up for us. We'll eat that later. But I've got something else on the table here too. So I need you to tell me what this is. Let me have a look. Okay, so you can tell me what this is. It's stuck together a little bit. What is it? What is that?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Yes, who likes spaghetti? You guys like spaghetti? Now, I've got a tip about spaghetti. If you're eating it with tomato sauce or a sort of bolognese, best not with a white shirt. it. Best not with it, because it's messy. It's messy. The spaghetti is messy. I've never been out. I'm not going to eat it now. I've never been able to eat spaghetti without getting a bit messy. I don't know if that's for you. But you can see how this spaghetti here, it's all kind of tangled up and, you know, here and there, up and down. It's all over the place, isn't it? And it might be that as you look at that spaghetti and think about that spaghetti, you might think, well, that's a bit like my life feels. A little bit mixed up and a bit tangled, and I'm here and there, and I try and do one thing, and I end up doing something else. And, you know, I wish I was better, but I'm not. And I'm not sure that God can use me, because look at that, it's a mess. It's a mess. And, you know, the story that Jesus tells about the mustard seed growing into that big tree reminds us of something amazing. It reminds us that actually the story is not about us. And so it doesn't matter that sometimes we get things wrong or that we don't know all of the answers or that we sometimes make mistakes, because actually the story is about God. It's about Jesus. Chloe was reminding me just now. It's about Jesus. It's not about us. And that is amazingly good news. When you plant a seed in the ground, yes, you can water it a little bit. Yes, you can try and make sure it's in a good spot. But actually, it grows by itself. And the stories that Jesus tells in Mark chapter 4 about sowing the seeds, the humans in the story have very little to do. They plant the seed and stand back. It's God who makes that grow. And so it reminds us that the story is not about us. It's not about me. It's not about me. And as we think about that mixed up spaghetti, it's not me who is the key person, it's God. So the final thing I've got here, it's under a cover, but you might be able to see it. I've been smelling it all morning. Just hand that to Josh. Right, so what is it? I'll see if I can do this without dropping it on the floor. It's pizza. Who likes pizza? Yes. Lewis, you've been very, would you like a bit? Yeah, here we go. Go on then, grab a bit. There we go. And you'd like a bit too? Now, okay, I shouldn't have started this, should I? Never mind. Here we go. Would you like a bit? Well, let's just do it. And who would like some? Go on, it's just cheese and tomato. It was freshly baked this morning, chopped by Eunice. Go on then, grab a bit. Couple more. Anybody else? Oh, over there. There we go. I'll just give it to Mum. There we go. You can just. So pizza reminds us, my visual aid is gone now, but the point is that pizza is for sharing, isn't it? I mean, that, how many people, Josh, could that pizza feed?
Well, if she got it.
Well, okay. The answer isn't one. Would you like some? No? Okay. Oh, at the back. Come and get it. It's going back to the Italian. Yes, I'm not sure it passes the Italian test particularly. So pizza is for sharing. Pizza is for sharing. Pizza is cut into slices. Pizza is circular. It means you can come around it and you can share it and you can enjoy it. And the story that we have, the story of the kingdom, the good news about Jesus is for sharing. It's for sharing with other people. It's not for keeping all to ourselves. See, we've got none left. It's for sharing. It's for sharing. And, you know, as a church, I was really struck this week by Mark chapter 4, the story that Elisha read for us. Do you remember what happened at the end? The mustard seed was tiny, it grew big, and then birds came and perched in its branches for rest and for shade. Birds came and sheltered in this tree. You see, God's kingdom provides not just for one or two people, it provides for everybody. God's desire is that no one should be left out of life, as we thought the other week. God wants all to be involved. And that picture of birds in the tree, if you want to dig into the Bible, go back to Ezekiel or Daniel, you find that picture when God is talking about how he would one day reach out and bless all nations, not just the nation of Israel. And that's what we see in this picture, in this mustard seed growing to be a tree that shelters many, many birds. And as a church, we have an opportunity to share the story of Jesus. We have opportunities every day, actually, to share the story. But we have in Alpha a special opportunity to share this wonderful story. We have an opportunity to invite people to come and to share the food so that the food is all gone, we hope, Barbara Ann. Not before everyone's eaten. But we have that opportunity as a church to share. And Alpha is a series of sessions. We're going to run them here at Harborne Baptist Church on Thursday evenings from next month onwards. And we are going to be inviting people to come and to discover, to come and ask, to come and explore big questions of faith and of life. There'll be food, there'll be a film, and there'll be discussion. And that's how the evenings will run. We're going to watch a video now, a very brief video, about Alpha and people who've been invited to Alpha and the effect that it's had on them. So let's just watch this. There's some different languages, there's some subtitles, but you may hear a language that you understand anyway. Let's watch this then, and then we'll conclude. Life, faith, meaning. Who will you invite to come and explore? Who will we share this story with? Every one of us has an opportunity to be involved in Alpha by talking about it, by inviting somebody. We also have an opportunity to be involved by praying. Now, could you help me out with this? Yeah, brilliant. Alicia, could you help me? And Nora, could you help me? You're eating. I'm not sure you. Yeah, you're busy. Right. What we need? You're eating as well. Put that back on there. So what? Do you want to put it there for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I want to do, just ask these guys to help me hand these around so that everybody has one. Can you try and hand those around? You might get a bit of pizza with that one. Try and hand these around so everybody has got one. So we are today launching our prayer team. So everybody who's here today. You're part of the prayer team now. You've been given a little card. And this is what's called a 21-day prayer campaign for Alpha. So before we begin this Alpha course next month, we are having this prayer time. 21 days. We'll start today for 3 weeks. And the idea is, if you look inside the little card, you can fold it over. The idea is it's small enough to go in your purse or your wallet or be a bookmark in your Bible or somewhere to remind you to be praying for Alpha. And inside, if you want to, you could write a couple of names, people that you think you might invite or you think might come along to the Alpha course, just to explore and ask those questions. And on the back, there's a little prayer that you could use to pray for church and for Alpha. And on the front, it says 1102. The reason it says 1102 is Luke 11 verse 2 is where the Lord's Prayer is found. And so in a moment, I'm going to invite Hayley to pray in a moment, and then we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer together. And part of the Lord's Prayer, as you will know, we pray, your kingdom come and your will be done. We sang it earlier, build your kingdom here, asking God to be at work. So I'm going to give you those, and we have now officially launched the Alpha Prayer Team. Here you are. Welcome. And please do keep hold of those. For the next 3 weeks, let's be praying. There's a suggestion. You might set an alarm each day for 2 minutes past 11, a.m. or p.m., up to you, and to use a moment or two then just to pray for Alpha. So they're available. Please do use those. If you're sat here thinking, I'd like to be involved in running this Alpha course, I'd like to come along and help with the evening itself, then after our service today, we're going to get our food and then come to the garden room just behind Ian there, and we'll have an information session. We've got some information to give out about what it might mean to be involved in running Alpha, the different teams that we're setting up, as well as the prayer team. So if you're interested to find more after the service today, if you get your food and then come through to the room there, we'll have a session just asking questions and talking about running Alpha. So let me invite you just to remember again these three things that I've got on the table here. The watermelon, reminding us, where does this watermelon come from? A tiny, tiny seed. Let's be encouraged. We're going to eat this in a bit. Would you, do you like watermelon? Yeah, I bet you do. You like watermelon too. Brilliant. We've got the spaghetti. We are often mixed up. We don't have all the answers, but actually it's not about us. The story, it's about Jesus and not us. So even though we feel small, even though we feel mixed up, we can still be involved. God can still use us. And then, well, it was here, but it's gone because we've shared it. It's a story that is for sharing. Let's be involved in sharing the good news that we have received. I'm going to invite Hayley to come. She's going to lead us in some prayers, and then we'll pray the Lord's Prayer before we sing our final hymn. So thank you, Hayley.